There is no shortage of the information you can read on Wikipedia. In fact, according to Wikipedia, users can view about 4 million articles, and that's just in English. But the website is having a hard time finding the right people to maintain it. They are, in a way, the police of Wikipedia, guardians against the spurious entry. Officially, they are called administrators. Last week at the Wikimania conference in Washington, it came out that those who are qualified for the position are few and far between, and Wikipedia is now trying to find more of them. I'm now joined by Andrew Lee, himself a Wikipedia administrator and author of the book The Wikipedia Revolution. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
You're one of them, so tell us, who are these administrators?
Well, administrators started out in the history of Wikipedia as being very modest folks, and it's something that was joked about in the early days of being somewhat like a janitor of Wikipedia. So ordinary users on Wikipedia get to read and write articles, but administrators had the authority, or actually the power, to delete articles, to lock down articles if there was too much traffic. But over the years, that has morphed to the point where, as you said in your intro, that it's become more like a police, and maybe not out of design, but just out of habit and culture, it has grown to that kind of role.
I'm surprised by this role. I've spoken a couple of times with Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales, and he's always made it sound like a very, very non-hierarchical system. Anyone can edit anything on the website, and in cases where facts are rapidly changing, if it's about something that's in the news, that access could be limited to experienced editors, which he defined for me as people who've done it for 4 days. You're describing a more qualified core of editors than that.
Well, the original conception was that administrators should not have any more authority than anyone else. They just simply had the keys to the closet, so to speak. But I think that's changed over the years. As Wikipedia has become more prominent and more popular around the world, the users have felt that they needed to start to have kind of a more privileged class to lock down articles and to maintain quality. And unfortunately, there is no other strata except for administrators. So I believe that that role has been elevated to the higher functions that it has now.
Well, what do you have to do to become an administrator?
Well, it used to be fairly simple. You just had to prove that you could reliably edit and you weren't doing anything wrong. These days, it unfortunately has become somewhat of a hazing ritual, and you have to answer some very complex questions to prove you understand copyright, whether you believe in the notability of certain topics or articles. And it's pretty extensive to the point where there are not as many folks applying for adminship as in the past. And whereas you used to have maybe 30 people to 50 people per month become promoted to administration status, right now there's only about one or two per month.
Because it's just not that new anymore, not that cool anymore? Why? What do you think it is?
Well, that's an interesting question. At Wikimania's conference, we found that with looking at other wiki sites, there was a significant drop in 2007, not just in Wikipedia, but other wiki websites out there. And the theory these days that people are looking into is whether the arrival of Facebook and Twitter and other social media properties actually, you know, got the attention of users in much greater numbers than we thought. And maybe there was a drop all around in the blogging and wiki world.
Well, Andrew Lee, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
So Andrew Lee, author of the book The Wikipedia Revolution, and himself an administrator of Wikipedia.